Tony, from a fellow Burlington native, what does this game mean to you coming back to Wisconsin for a playoff game?
Well, I said a little bit earlier to our media, I don't know that, any time you're playing in the second round of the playoffs, it's going to be an important game, and you're going to be ready to go. So that part it really doesn't change. I just think for a lot of, like friends who are up there, that part of it might be a little bit bigger to them. But I've been to Lambeau, a number of times in my career now, and it's always a special place.
You've got a lot of people asking you for tickets for this one?
I believe that's my wife and the parents, so I'm sure they're dealing with some.
Tony, a lot is made about the cold weather that we're going to have up in here in Green Bay, but you've played in cold weather games before. What is it that big of a deal?
I think if you've played in it plenty of times, I grew up there and then played at East Illinois, and I don't know that, if you learn how to do things the right way and keep yourself, warm, I think that all those things are a little bit, give yourself a chance to be the best version of yourself. But, it can affect you if you haven't played in it before and if you're not prepared. I think our football team, we play in the NFC East, and so we're, up in the East Coast there a lot, a lot of the games end up being at the end of the year, so that's just part of what our football team has had to do before. And for us, I think we'll just put our head down and go to work like we always do.
What maybe for you would be the biggest challenge? Is it gripping the ball, slickness, anything like that as a quarterback?
No, I don't think. I mean, I've played long enough to subtleties and little things here and there, so for me it doesn't change a whole lot. I just think you try and keep yourself warm more than anything and figure out little tricks to do that.
Considering you're 8-0 on the road this year, I'm guessing coming to Lambeau Field isn't a daunting challenge, regardless if the Packers are 8-0 here this year.
Oh, no, I think it's, this is as, well-rounded a football team as we're going to play, on both sides of the ball and the kicking game. And I think when you look at them, you just understand they were just really, really good at home. I mean, I said this to our media here a little bit ago, but, Aaron, who's played outstanding through his whole career, is just even plays at another level when he's at home. And he's just just sit and watch, and you understand he doesn't turn the ball over, he doesn't miss people, he throws to the open guy, and he does everything you want. So it gives them such a great chance to get up, to get some big leads on some people early, and it makes the game very difficult on a lot of opponents.
So what have you done so well? I mean, not just you personally, but as a collective, what have you guys done so well on the road this year?
Yeah, we just kind of put our head down and go to work. I mean, more than anything, we're going to run the ball a little bit. We're going to throw it down the field. We're going to be aggressive. And, it's just kind of who we are and what we've been doing. And, we feel comfortable with that plan of attack that we do each week. And, we just kind of go out and do it. And I don't know that we really get affected by where we're playing or who we're going against or that sort of thing. It's for us, it's just been about improving ourselves and getting bigger or getting better and just looking at the big picture and figuring out how to improve and continue to get better. And if you just put your head down and go to work, you just have a good chance to be the best version of yourselves.
In the big picture, what does winning at Seattle mean for you guys?
At the time, I think it just shows you that you can go in and beat a good football team on the road. And that's their obvious answer. We put Green Bay in that sort of same category in that they're both outstanding ball clubs. You just can't give them anything. You got to play your best game. You got to do all those things to come out and win. And we're preparing for that.
I don't know if you've had a running game in your years there in Dallas like you've had this year with DeMarco. What has he meant to the offense and maybe the passing game as well in terms of opening things up?
All right, DeMarco's been fantastic. I mean, he's been special back his entire time playing for the Cowboys, and he's just getting a chance to show that to everybody else now and with the number of carries he got this year, and it's been just a great thing. He's as good a guy on the field as he is on it. It's just a great thing to see.
In any ways, he made you a careful quarterback. You just talked about earlier last week, I think, about limiting mistakes and things like that. Being able to run puts you in a position where you don't have to take as many chances. Isn't that true?
Well, I don't think half the games this year we ran it so well, it allows you to just pick your spots. And in other games, teams have done a good job against it, and you've had to kind of be aggressive. And you know, I don't know that you ever you always want to protect the ball. It doesn't matter whether you're running the ball good or not. So that part of it doesn't affect the protection of the football. I think more than anything, you got to do what your team needs to win the game. And some games you got to throw it a lot. They need you. In other games, they, you know, the defense is playing great and they're running the ball good. So you just kind of figure out what kind of game that is.
Has this been your best season, do you think?
You know, I'm not into reflecting on those things at the moment. We'll look at that when the season's over and evaluate all that stuff. But, you know, obviously I'm playing what I feel like for me is just I'm a better version of myself than I was in years past, and I'm excited about the trend that's continuing to go in that route.
Yeah, I mean, how have you done that? Obviously, you're dealing with some back stuff there, which I'm sure is not easy.
Yeah, I think you figure out a few things, you know, that allow you to throw the football at another level, and that was a big thing, was just perfecting that craft to the point where you can be deadly, you know, when you're out there on the field with where you're going to throw the football, and from different positions, you know, and I won't worry about the details, but, you know, that's a big thing. And then when that adds up with experience and that adds up with your football team getting better, I think then you get to be the best version of yourself.
Obviously, the Packers' defense is a little bit different from a year ago. What do you see out of them with the addition of Julius and moving Clay around primarily the inside?
Yeah, they do a lot of different things. I think, you know, when you get to the nuts and bolts of it, they're an aggressive attacking style defense who, you know, they're going to want to roll their coverages to Dez, and they're going to want to pressure the quarterback, you know, and get some run pressures and do different things of that nature, and that's who they are. You know, they got some trap coverages, and so you just got to prepare for those things. And, you know, they move different people around, put them in great positions to succeed. And, you know, Coach Capers has done a great job for a long time in this league. He gives a lot of opposing quarterbacks a lot of trouble. So you have to really understand what he wants to do conceptually and then go attack it.
In a weird way, how have you enjoyed the drafts the last 3 years, in the first round in particular?
They've been good. We've done a great job. I think it's allowed us to continue to get better and better, and I just think it's really helped our football team having these guys here.
What makes Dez so good? I mean, he's not the biggest guy, he's not the fastest guy, but he sure produces for you.
Oh, he's outstanding. I think his ability to go up and get the ball and just, you know, his ability to, you know, he's a lot more physical when you actually play against him than people know. And then I think he just has a good start, stop, a good motor, and he works his butt off. So he's outstanding.
What's made Witten so good even at his age? I mean, obviously that play against Detroit was a huge one for you guys where he shook himself free.
Yeah, I think he's just, you know, does it the right way day in and day out. He's allowed himself to, you know, he'll be able to play for a long time at a really high level in this league. He's already been, you know, I feel like he's the best tight end over the last decade. I think he's just proven that over and over again, and it's really just his work ethic. I mean, no one works harder in the off season or during the season than this guy. It shows.
That just seems like a matchup that is winnable so often with you guys, with attention paid to Terrence and Dez. That's one that you kind of like to look for, just because I think you know it's there. Is there anything to that, Tony?
Well, I just, you know, I always look at matchups and figure out what the defenses are doing, and I'll just attack them where they're vulnerable. And I think defense coordinators can't take away everything, so you just want to do a good job of finding the right guys and then exploiting them where they're at.
Tony, the game against the Packers last year was, I'm sure, a low point for everybody on the Cowboys team. Could you talk about the recovery from that game and you know, having to overcome all of the media slings and arrows?
Yeah, I mean, the media stuff really doesn't matter. I mean, I've played in the league long enough to know that just comes with losing football games. Anytime you lose, you're gonna take criticism. That's part of playing quarterback in the National Football League. We came back and won a big game last year after that game against Washington that allowed us to have a chance to continue on and go to the playoffs. And I got hurt, you know, in that Green Bay game. I got hurt and then wasn't able to finish the season, you know, after Washington. And you know, that was just part of
you know, what happens in the National Football League. But that part of it was disappointing, getting hurt. But yeah, I thought our team responded well to that last year.
You know, I realize it's not you against Aaron. You're not going to be throwing any passes with him at safety or anything. But do you kind of like this? I mean, this is, you guys might finish 1-2 in the MVP race. There's a ton at stake. Do you, is there a part of you that just kind of likes this kind of matchup?
Well, I think, you know, just as a sports fan, I think you always enjoy when great teams, you know, players get out there that you enjoy watching and rooting for, get a chance to go head-to-head in the playoffs. I know I did when I was younger. I think it'll be great, you know, for the Cowboys and for the Packer fans. I think it'll be a great football game. And, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Tony, at the end of the game against the Lions, right on the sideline or on the field, you're asked by the network, first question, wow, so a matchup against the Packers. And you said, well, look, I just got done playing the Lions. But it looked like during that interview it just started to sink in, like, wow, I'm back in Wisconsin. It's a matchup of the Ice Bowl and the Cowboys. Is that this week?
You know, I'd love to give you a headline with that or something. It's just, it's really just another week in the preparation set. Now, I understand where we're at in the season, and you win or you go home, but we've literally felt like that for 5 weeks. You know, back in, we started in the beginning of December, it felt like we lost a football game that the Eagles were going to get in the playoffs, so we really had to go into that mode. And so for us, it's just been about putting your head down and wearing out the week and being exhausted come, you know, Friday night, and just getting your preparation so that you know your opponent cold and have all the intricate little detail that will give you a chance to execute when it comes down the stretch in the game. And, you know, that's helped us here recently, and I think we're going to have that same approach this week. And, you know, I know it'll be fun for my family and friends and that stuff, but for me, it's a playoff football game, and you got to go play your best.